Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 216 of the Big B Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to recap our Christmases. We're going to talk a little bit about why I love a new year so much. And we're going to have a spontaneous discussion that we weren't planning on having about the three things we've discovered in 2020 that we want to take with us into 2021. Also are going to hear Melanie's five favorites for this week. And basically, we're so happy that we're at the end of 2020, that we're headed into a new year, and that you're here to listen. So thanks for that. And remember, if you want to check out some of the products that we talk about, you can find a lot of those on our Amazon shop. That's amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty. Hope y'all enjoy episode 216. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And while we thought we would never get here, it is our final podcast episode of the year 2020.
2020. Can you believe it? Here we are.
Cannot believe it. I was listening today when I was walking to, I was listening to Annie Downs' podcast and she was talking to Ben Rector. And they were saying how there was a point in June where it felt like June has lasted forever. Nothing has been longer than June. And then, but at the same time, it has been the fastest backside of it. That doesn't sound right, but the fastest latter part of a year ever.
It really has. I mean, it's like it's somehow we got to August and it was like in all the like, is school going to start? Are we going back to school? Is, you know, what's going to happen? All of a sudden I'm like, oh, whoa, we're almost done with Christmas break. Like here we are. Like and I have decided, I can't take credit for this. I don't know who I originally saw it, but I've decided that I'm going to dub 2021 as 2020 fun. And I'm just going to, I'm putting it out there into the universe.
Is that your word? Is that your word for the year 2025?
It is. Some people can go with hope, peace, joy, whatever. I'm going fun. 2020 fun.
I like it. Yeah, I think that sounds good.
I'm believing it. I'm trusting in it. I feel like we can see the light on the horizon and I'm going with it.
Okay. All right. I will join you in 2020 fun.
Okay.
I'm not a word for the year person, but I am right now fascinated by words that evoke some sense of optimism.
Like, yes.
So I thought today, like, wonder feels like a good word, you know, like just anything that feels like it's got some hope attached to it. I think 2020 fun has some hope attached to it.
I agree. Well, and it's kind of one of those, I laughed because I saw it's been on meme on some people's thing where they've all been like, I don't need to know the whole year, but I just need to know, are we getting sweatpants or are we buying like going out clothes? Like which lane are we going in? Like, what do I need?
Do we feel like maybe as a result of all this in 2020 that we're going to see a little bit more of like a dressy athleisure situation? Here's why I ask. Today, I don't know what I was reading. I think I was just reading like my news app on my iPad. And some website had done like their favorite kind of self-care trends for the year or whatever.
Okay.
But they linked to these pants that were, I think, from Universal Standard, that were the cutest wide-legged pants.
Oh.
They had like an athletic stripe going down the side. Just plain black pants, but with a brown and white stripe. And I was like, well, I may need those in my life. And then they were out of stock. But I just wonder, are we all going to be sporty and funky and all that kind of stuff in 2021? Like, I don't know. It's hard to think about going back to a dressy world.
It is. I mean, because we've all been in our athleisure for so long. But I do think it's funny because I've seen this is also not an original thought that people have said. It's like, you see, we're after the 1918 pandemic that you ushered in the roaring 20s. Oh,
good point.
You know what I mean? Like, is everybody ready to live it up? Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, I did, you know, Anthropologie's having a big sale right now. And I was looking at dresses again, because, you know, I kind of got on a dress thing when I went back to school, just because I could dress up. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to buy a dress right now, because I don't have any reason to think that I'm going to need another dress. But
yeah,
listen, if we want to dress it up, I'm not going to be opposed to that.
Yeah. I mean, I would be fine with that. I have so few places that I go. Mm-hmm. But you know, but there again, that could all change. I mean, once I'm back in fact, it was funny because today I was looking at after Christmas sales, and J. Crew Factory has their Veil Parka, which is a really pretty like gray wool coat with a fur hood. And like, it's 75% off. So I think it was like $42.50. It was only like $270. Yeah. And I nearly ordered it, but then I was like, where am I going that I need another coat? I mean, like, it's, well, and it also, I'm like, I'm in Texas, and it's what, December 28th as of today. And I'm like, it's 75 degrees outside. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. So I didn't get it. I mean, maybe I'm going to end up regretting that. Even as we're sitting here talking, I'm like, maybe I need to go ahead and go back and buy that coat. But
I kind of feel like you need to get it. I don't probably. Know.
I mean, for $42, I mean, what, yeah. You know, so.
Feels like a winner anyway. To me.
Yeah. So it may be sold out now, but it was just a thought. So, but it is kind of a weird, I wouldn't be opposed to dressing up a little bit though.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Now, how was Christmas? Cause we haven't talked. We've texted a little bit, but not specifically about the Christmas day and Christmas Eve and all that.
It was good. I felt like we had a really nice Christmas. I mean, ours really wasn't that different because our family's just not that big. So, I mean, I know some people didn't get to have like their big, huge family gathering, but we did our normal thing. So I'm trying to think. We did good. We made our cinnamon rolls. We had family time. We went to Christmas Eve church service, which was lovely. Mm-hmm. We went and had tamales I'll tell you the game changer. So we went over to my parents' house Christmas Eve, to Mimi and Bob's house. And we always do tamales because mm-hmm. that's a San Antonio thing. So we did that. But this year we added in. So we got it all homemade from this lady who made it in her kitchen instead of ordering it from a restaurant. And I'm going to tell
you about, or you told us about.
Yeah. That, I believe. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you that the salsa situation and the pico situation mm-hmm. was incredible, but the game changer that we agreed, we think we're not going back to just tamales, is she did a whole pan of like, I think it was 5 dozen cheese enchiladas covered in this chili con carne. With homemade tortillas.
Listen.
I'm going to tell you that we had all our tamales left over because nobody cared about the tamales. Everybody ate those enchiladas.
I think a cheese enchilada is one of our perfect foods.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just something about it. I don't need you to crowd an enchilada with meat. Like just the cheese is so good.
So good. I mean, it was in the chili on top was perfect. I mean, it was so, so good. So we all agreed that forevermore we'll do a tray of enchiladas for sure.
Oh, that sounds delicious. So good.
And then we came home, and then Perry and Caroline and I watched Polar Express because we always watch Polar Express. And then that was it. And then Christmas morning we got up and we had breakfast and we opened presents and it was good. I enjoy, like, sometimes I miss the kind of sweetness and the excitement of like a little kid running out on Christmas mm-hmm. morning to see what Santa brought and everything. But I also have to say, I really enjoy the pace and the leisurely schedule of a big kid Christmas.
No, it doesn't mess up your normal holiday vibe, you know, the sleeping in and the slow start.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And just kind of like easing in and just everybody kind of does their thing. And then our weather here was beautiful Christmas day. So like we opened up our presents. We went on like a long walk with the dogs. It was just, I don't know. It was nice. We had a great time. So
you're good.
I know. So how about y'all?
It was good. I mean, you know, it was the first time in a long time that we haven't had family in the house, you know, with us and all that kind of stuff. So I missed that part of it. But I think because I've known for a long time that that's how it was going to be, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I tried to kind of prepare myself. And then we went to, we had Mexican food Christmas Eve, went to church. I don't know. It was kind of a nice, easy Christmas Eve. And then woke up Christmas Day and, I cooked supper instead of
chicken
lunch or something like that. And it was great. Like it was a fun, easy day. We really enjoyed it. And I don't know. I mean, I missed everybody, but I felt like if it was going to be a small, personal, intimate family gathering, it was about as great as it could have been. So,
yeah. That's kind of how ours was. It was just good. And then like Perry, the day after Christmas, I mean, of course he was up and out at the ranch before like 7 o'clock in the morning before we'd even gotten up. And he, you know, he's like, I'm basically going to be down there every single day through New Year's if you're good with that. And I'm like, I'm great with that. Like go on. Because the thing is he's not a sit around kind of guy. And so the whole weekend before,
was that your ship whole, shopper?
That it's not, that's actually Perry calling from the ranch. But before that he was home all the week before Christmas because he wants to be home for all the stuff and, you know, whatever, but it's like, he doesn't do well when he's home without a project. And so I was like, go be free and burn cactus and do whatever it is.
Stack wood, whatever it is you need to do.
Yes. But I did go yesterday because he was like, do you want to go? And Caroline was going to go down there with a friend. And so he was like, do you want to go and we can fish and whatever. And it actually was really fun. I was glad that I went, but
good for ye.
Well, you know, I had vowed after the 4th of July, after I found the snake in the toilet, that I wasn't ever going to go back down. And I'll have you know that I went to the bathroom outdoors twice before I actually used the indoor toilet.
Oh, goodness.
That I would prefer to squat in the bushes as opposed to really using indoor plumbing.
Yes, really says a lot. It does.
Because here's the difference. If you're squatting in the outdoors, then you know to look out for snakes.
Yes.
But if you're inside, you don't think that should be a thing, you know?
Right.
So, although Perry did tell me that he thought that he was pretty sure that he had found the place where the snakes had been coming in the house and he had plugged up the hole and he hadn't seen a snake or a snake skin since Thanksgiving.
Goodbye.
Nope. Let me take my flamethrower and go visit the house. I mean, that's
I've played a couple of hidden object games over the holidays. You know how I like a hidden object game, and one of them, I don't even know what the plot is. I'm not interested. I just want to find the things in the pictures. I don't care about your plot.
Yeah.
But there've been various points where one of the objects I have found along the way in the hidden object game is some kind of, you know, kind of like a flamethrower. So I'm picturing you pulling it out of the little inventory of gadgets at the bottom of the hidden object game and tossing it into the house. I think that's...
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but I'm picturing a Leonardo DiCaprio situation with the flamethrower is what I would pretty much reenact if I saw a snake.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. But there were no snakes and it was all fine and we had a lovely time. So that was good. Hey y'all, it's me here to tell you about Pipette. Pipette is a clean baby and mom care brand with a mission to give every family the best start. Any parent wants what is best for their children, and that includes using only the safest products on their delicate skin. Pipette has quickly become a customer favorite for its ultra-gentle baby lotions, oils, and washes, and right now you can score 30% off its entire collection of personal care items. Pipette sets the standard of clean and best performing products. While the FDA bans only 12 potentially harmful ingredients in skincare products, Pipette bans more than 2,000, ensuring its products are safe, effective, and use only non-toxic ingredients available. Pipette's products are also EWG verified, they're vegan, they're hypoallergenic, they're sustainable, they're pediatrician and dermatologist approved, which is so important. Pipette's $5 hand sanitizer, which we've never used more than we've used this past year, is infused with soothing skincare ingredients, plus germ-dominating 65% ethyl alcohol, and it's fragrance-free, which I really appreciate. It eliminates 99.9% of many harmful germs and bacteria, your skin stays soft and protected, and it's not sticky, it's a lightweight gel, which I really like. It absorbs fast, and you don't have to rinse it. Pipette is a safe, healthy solution for your whole family. You can visit pipettebaby.com today and get 30% off your order with code BIGBOO. That's pipettebaby.com and get 30% off with the code BIGBOO. Thanks, Pipette, for sponsoring the Big Boo cast.
Now, did you get your lady fingers in time this year?
Listen, I've never been more on my ladyfinger game. Okay. I just have to tell you, I had them in plenty of time for both Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
I know exactly where they are now at Central Market, so I don't have to hunt for them, which is a game changer. And so, yeah, so I had them and I felt good about it, but I know where they are. I went to Central Market several days before Christmas to prepare.
Well done.
Yeah. Mm. And so, yeah, so I figured that situation out. It only took 23 years of marriage for me to really get it down, but
so glad.
Nobody can stop me now that I've figured it out.
Now, I made a dip Christmas night because, you know, we had Christmas morning, we had those Trader Joe's chocolate croissants, but you know, I don't really like something sweet in the morning.
Yeah.
And so I made me some eggs and or something, but I didn't cook lunch because we were going to kind of do a late afternoon supper. And so by 5 o'clock, you know, everybody's getting hungry.
Yeah.
So I made a Vidalia onion dip, and I think I put the recipe on the blog years and years ago, but it's so simple. And I just need you to stay with me as I tell you what you do. Because there's going to be a point where you're going to say nope, but I just need you to hang on.
Okay.
So you get like 4 just sweet onions. They don't have to be Vidalia because you're not going to find them this time of year. Just 4 sweet onions.
Mm-hmm.
Dice them up, saute them in some butter until everything's nice and translucent. And then you mix those with about, I would say, 3/4 cup of mayonnaise. I know, but just stay with me.
Okay. All right.
And then probably like a cup and a half of cheddar cheese, and you put hot sauce in it and you stir it all together, put it in a casserole dish and bake it until golden bubbly, you know, but it is the best onion dip. It's so good. And you can also put garlic in there. You know, I'm not a huge garlic fan.
Okay. So, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good. So I made that, which I hadn't made in years, and we love that. And then my other big discovery, the last couple of mornings, and I know you're not a breakfast person, but, you know, I like a good breakfast. And so I was making oatmeal yesterday morning because I was tired of eggs. And I thought, I want to do my oatmeal kind of like they do at Starbucks, because sometimes I get the Starbucks oatmeal.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten that?
I haven't, but I don't really like oatmeal.
Okay. This is not going to appeal to you at all.
That's okay.
So, but the red meal, like it's some kind of thick oat. I know you don't want the word thick in front of an oat, but that oatmeal takes like 10 minutes to cook. And then I've put blueberries and walnuts and peanut butter in there and stirred it up, and it is delicious. It's my new favorite thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's
my Christmas discovery is my doctored oatmeal.
Okay. That's a good, you know, Caroline likes oatmeal, and so maybe I'll try that for her because she's an oatmeal eater. I just am not.
A little honey, a little brown sugar, any of that would be delicious in there. I don't like my oatmeal super sweet, but I like it to have a little sweetness. So honey would be really good with that peanut butter and those blueberries. But
Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds really good. Well, so that's interesting because I got a box from Thrive Market today. Did you get it?
I got it a couple of days ago.
Okay. Did yours have cashew butter in it?
Yes, it did.
And peanut butter, like a peanut butter collagen peptide?
Yes, it did.
Okay. So I wonder if, I don't know. So I wonder if
cashew butter would be good in that oatmeal, I bet.
That's what I was just thinking. I was like, I've never tried a cashew butter, but I was kind of excited to try it.
Yeah. That box was chock full of goodness.
It was. And listen, I already tried that mascara and I like it.
Okay. Well, I've got it in my bathroom, but I haven't tried it yet just because I hadn't put makeup on since I got
it. Okay. I'll put it in. They're one of our, this is not an ad. They are one of our advertisers. So I'll mention the mascara but I don't have the name in front of me right now, but it was whatever it was good.
So let's see, oatmeal and Vidalia onion dip. And then here's the third piece of our food saga. It's not really a saga of our food tales of this Christmas is we have been on the hunt for a new coffee pot. It's a long story. Nobody's interested in it, but just over time.
I am interested. I am interested in this because I have some thoughts, but I want to hear what you've discovered.
So David has really missed being able to make a pot of coffee, like just make, and we've had just a straight Keurig. And so we got the Keurig that has where you can make the coffee and you can also make a pod. Mm-hmm. But didn't feel that it got very hot, like, or it wasn't hot enough. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know. It's just not a great fit for us. I don't really mm-hmm. know why. So I said, I'm going to do some research and see what I can find, because I like the convenience of a K-cup from time to time, but also it's nice if you have, not that everybody's having company or whatever, but like just on a Saturday morning, it's nice to make a pot of coffee.
Yeah.
And so all that to say, I, on Amazon, found something called the Cuisinart Coffee Center.
Mm.
Now, the reason why I was drawn to the Cuisinart is because the Cottrells have a Cuisinart coffee pot that grinds the beans. Oh. And I've always thought that I've had coffee from that coffee pot maybe like 4 times, but I've always thought it made really great coffee.
Okay.
And it looked to get hotter than other coffee makers. Mm-hmm. But it has a brew side, and then it has a Keurig side. And it brews just the regular K-cups. I'm going to tell you that now we still can't really figure out how we used to make coffee. I'll say that.
Okay.
Like, just in terms of, we hadn't gotten our ratio down, you know, okay. like in terms yeah. of the number of scoops per cups of water and all that kind uh-huh. of stuff. But the part where it makes the K-cup is fantastic. It makes it hotter okay. than what we had. And I find it to be more flavorful. I'm not exactly sure why. It's the same kind of pod, but it's delicious. Okay. So we're very happy with our new coffee center. And it's not huge. It fits in the same space that the old Keurig did.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that is good to know. That mm-hmm. is good to know. So on that, on a coffee note, so Caroline got one of her Christmas wishes was she wanted an espresso type thing.
Yes.
To bring to her dorm room next year because she's a coffee girl. So she got, my parents got her the Nespresso, the Virtuo or whatever it is. I'm going to tell you, it makes a flat, delicious cup of coffee. So now you have to use the Nespresso pods.
Right.
So you're limited to that, but she has been, I mean, we figured out how to use that thing Christmas morning. It was like we were learning how to launch the space shuttle. I mean, you've never seen the amount of reading directions, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. figuring out. And then it comes with like the arancino where you like milk and you can froth it and you can pour it in. Like if you want this much for a latte, if you want this much for a cappuccino, like you can pick that you want your milk. It's very fancy. But all that to say, now my child has a much nicer coffee maker than what her parents have.
So do you think you're going to get one?
I kind of think I want to get one because okay. I really love it. And it really makes a good cup of coffee. Now, the problem is, as you know, we like the Black Rifle coffee.
Right.
And so you're limited to the Nespresso. So we may have to find, but I do think that Keurig makes a version of what the Nespresso is, where it does all those same things. So I don't know. I'm going to need to do some research first to figure out what the ideal situation is. But all that to say, Caroline's coffee maker has made me rethink our straight up Keurig situation, because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is really a much better cup of coffee.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what it is, because I've always loved our Keurig. I mean, I like a K-cup, uh-huh. but it's just, I think over time, and we've had ours a while, it would brew at kind of varying amounts, even if
yes.
you took it to brew one side, and then it was not getting as hot as what we wanted. And
yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, well, y'all would all just keep these things in your prayers
it's a problem.
Our coffee needs.
We all try to figure it out. We're uh-huh. just all trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. So, but it was interesting because I like those Nespresso pods, and it's weird because that machine is like, they come in different sizes. So like it's intuitive what it's brewing, like a double espresso or a single, I don't know. It's just, it's very fancy. Hey y'all, it's me here to talk about HelloFresh. Do you want to get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door? Yes, you do. So you need to try HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit. It lets you skip those trips to the grocery store, which we all want to do, and it makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. I can spend so much time trying to figure out what to cook each week, and I hate making a list, and I hate trying to figure out something different, and so I just make the same things over and over again. Especially during the first of the year, because I'm tired from cooking for the holidays and life gets busy. We're full on in the middle of soccer season, which means I need quick, easy dinners.
HelloFresh is the perfect way to make that happen and still have a delicious dinner for Perry and Caroline. HelloFresh helps save time, money, and stress effortlessly. It offers convenient delivery right to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. I've scheduled my next delivery for the week after the new year because I know it'll be the best way to get me back into a routine. Sophie recently got the family meal delivered to her door, and she said it was a total win because David loves cooking it. It makes it so easy to cook, and she doesn't have to go to the store. You can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. David made a garlic parmesan pasta with chicken, which Alex, quote, put it down on the noodles, and the next night made Gouda burgers with tomato jam. I cannot wait to get my order next week and possibly see if I can get Perry to cook or Caroline, since we're trying to teach her some life skills before she leaves home next year. It's delicious and nutritious variety delivered right to your door. So many delicious options every week, and there's something for everyone. You can get low calorie, you can get vegetarian, kid friendly. It's flexible for your lifestyle. And you can easily change your delivery days or food preferences or skip a week whenever you need to. All you need to do is go to HelloFresh.com/BigBoo90 and use code BigBoo90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/BigBoo90. You can use the code BigBoo90 and get $90 off, including free shipping. This is the best gift you could give yourself to start off 2021. Thanks, HelloFresh, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
Well, you know, this week of the year is usually typically my favorite, and I don't have any reason to think this week's going to be any different, but I love the ramp up to a new year. It's just the best.
Well, and this is a ramp up to 2020 fun. So you
That's
think
right. So even more special. So I've been trying, I'm easing in. I think I'm going to take my Christmas decorations down probably, I don't know, maybe Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
But I've been trying to ease into, like, what am I going to read? This is the time of year I always order, for some reason. I don't know why. I like to order new underwear this time of year.
Mm-hmm. A real fresh start.
I really do. I like the fresh start. And so I was on, I can order my, well, I'm not getting into all that, but I like to do that. I like to get some new walk-in running shoes this time of mm-hmm. year. You know, to kind of start the year off strong. I ordered those. But I like to kind of look at what am I going to be reading in the mornings. And so I've got a good little stack of things going. I like a fresh journal, all the things. So,
okay. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it just, there's something about it that makes me feel really organized, and mm-hmm. it'll last for about 10 days, but those 10 days will be glorious.
Yeah. You're going to nail the next 10 days. Mm-hmm. You're going to be on your A game for sure.
Mm-hmm. I will say though, there's something about, I think one thing, I mean, we've talked about this before, but being home so much during quarantine and the house started to feel really lived in, which is great, mm-hmm. but it feels a little out of control. And then I kind of got it back and under control, at the end of Thanksgiving. And so everything's felt pretty orderly during Christmas. So
yeah.
I can't wait for that feeling you get when you take all your Christmas stuff down and then all of a sudden it's like your eyes just have lots of room to move, and you can kind of breathe a little easier in the rooms. And I don't know, I just like that whole thing.
Yeah. I think that's a good, well, it's funny because today I was, because Caroline had said, I guess Christmas Day, I said, I could take down our tree tomorrow. And she was like, don't take it down yet. She was like, leave it up through New Year's. And I was like, okay, I will. And like, it was almost as if the tree heard us, because I really was thinking it's still looking good. Like, it's still looking pretty good. And I felt like I woke up this morning and I was like, it's taken a real turn. Mm-hmm. Like it's really taken a bad turn. Uh-huh. You can tell that it's crispy now.
Oh.
It looks a little sad and droopy. And so I'm going to try to hang on, but same. I mean, like, in fact, today I went and I returned some stuff that I needed to return. I was like, I just need the clutter out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell that tomorrow is really going to, I feel myself gearing up for it, where I was like, oh, I'm going to clear some stuff out tomorrow. Like, I need to go through my bathroom drawers. I have a buildup of, I know this is shocking, I have a buildup of products that I don't necessarily love nor use anymore.
Same. I thought this morning, I want to clean out my bathroom drawers. Now, let me tell you what I did, because I felt like I had all this stuff on my counter. But it's stuff that I, like, I always use my moisturizer, you know, like I don't put everything away all the time.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this stuff that kind of lives on the counter, I don't know what to do because my drawers are so full because I need to clean them out. So I have a really pretty Lazy Susan that a friend of mine gave me a couple of years ago that it's wooden on the top and it's metal on the bottom. Like it's not just like a plastic spice Lazy Susan kind of thing. Although that would be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I put it in the corner of my bathroom, the corner of my bathroom countertop. And I just put all my stuff, my perfume and all that on there.
Oh.
And listen, I don't know that I'll like it forever with all that stuff on it, but mm-hmm. for right now, it feels like a solution.
Okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great solution.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Like my dry shampoo, I feel like I just leave out pretty much because I use it all the time. Mm-hmm. Perfume and moisturizer and I don't know what all.
Yeah.
Hairspray, that kind of stuff. I just don't put it away every single time. So
yeah, no, I'm same. It's like I have stuff that, and I've got drawers now because we did get bathroom cabinets, remember, that didn't get painted for 2 years, but now they are painted. So they've got these big, nice, deep drawers, but it's like I kind of get stuff and I throw it in there and I'm like, mm-hmm. I need to kind of go through and see like what I have, what needs to go. I just need to do some inventory is what I'm saying. So
I have a drawer where I put all the samples that come in, like when I get something from Sephora or, you know, or if there's like a little something from FabFitFun and I think mm-hmm. I'll try that later. I have a drawer that is chock full with that kind of thing, and I really need to go through that. Then I have a hair drawer where I have all my hair potions and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have a contact lens drawer. This is riveting content.
Yeah.
But I was just saying, like, all it just all piles up over time.
It does. It really does. I mean, that's the whole, it piles up. And then all of a sudden you realize, like, I just have a bunch. And that's like, I had really cleaned out my bathroom cabinets, but it's like, all of a sudden I have a lot of products that I'm like, they're just kind of all askew. And I know I've got like some tanning stuff that I don't ever use. And I just need to throw out. I need a good refresh.
Okay. So I'm going to put you on the spot then and ask you this. If you had to whittle down to three products that you have discovered in 2020 that you, that will move with you into 2020 fun.
Yes.
Yes. You're going to take those products with you into the fun new year.
Mm-hmm.
What would they be?
Okay. I'll tell you. So
I feel like I need a timer or something, like I need the Jeopardy music to play.
Yeah, I know.
I really did put you on the spot with this, but I'm curious.
No, I would say the Kleem Organics, retinol moisturizer that I mm-hmm. found on Amazon for sure mm-hmm. is a keeper. And I've reordered that several times. And that was a 2020 discovery. Mm-hmm. What would my other one be? I love the Kenra, which this was a new, is their heat cast thermal spray is a new addition. I had always used their other, there was this Kenra heat thermal styling spray, but the heat cast one really gives a nice hold.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because I put that in our Amazon store. And as I did, I thought I'm going to order that, but I haven't ordered it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to order it right now because what would a podcast episode be if I did not order something you recommended as we talked about it?
Yeah. It's a really good one. Like I just, it gives like, and I feel like I use it when sometimes I'll straighten Caroline's hair for her and I've noticed it really holds, but it also gives it almost like a sheen to it. Like it makes it shinier. I just think it's really good. And you can almost use it in lieu of a hairspray because it gives such good hold.
But do you put it on your hair before you style or after?
I put it on like when my hair, before I curl it or do whatever my heat is.
Yes.
Like, well, I blow it dry, but then I use that. Then I spray that on it before I style.
Okay.
And so you kind of have to spray it on there and then you kind of brush through it because it's a little tacky.
Okay.
But then you brush through it and then you do your curling stuff.
Okay.
So it protects your hair and it holds. Mm-hmm. And then I also think, I have to say, I think this was the year that I discovered the Living Proof Dry Volume Blast, which is, that's my hair of MVP.
Not the dry shampoo, but the dry volume.
Blast. I like the dry, I like both, but the volume blast I think was a this year discovery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what else on that note.
Okay.
I had bought a trial of the Living Proof. I'm going to need to look it up, but it's whatever they're clarifying like buildup shampoo is.
Oh.
And I used that the week before Christmas. And I'm going to tell you that my hair never did as well as it's done after I like use that.
Okay.
It's almost like when you put it on your hair, it's almost like a charcoal, like it's gray.
Okay.
I'm looking for the name, but I love it. Like it's a for sure buy again and use little sample at Ulta.
Okay. Well, while you're looking for that, I will say, I think my three for sure, the Living Proof dry shampoo, I repent of how long it took me to buy into it, I repent of my stubbornness,
but
that's a keeper. The Jo Malone Lime Basil and Mandarin Body Wash for me is a keeper. And then all thanks to Gully for the R&Co Dallas Biotin Thickening Shampoo and Conditioner. I have evangelized for that shampoo more than I have evangelized for any hair care product in my life in terms of making sure, like, I have a bottle to give my sister the next time I see her because she does not know what she does not know what a difference maker it is. So,
okay. That's strong.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Really, and now my friend Casey's using it. Casey's mom is using it.
Like everybody,
it's if you have fine or thin hair, it is so good. Melanie could not use it because then Melanie's hair would look like Rosanna Dana, like on steroids. But for those of us who have fine hair, it's golly, it's good. So those are the ones that I'll keep going back to.
Okay. Well, Gully would feel so good knowing that that's her legacy for 2020.
I'll never stop thanking her for it ever.
Yeah. She will take that to heart. Okay. The one I was talking about is the Living Proof Perfect Hair Day Triple Detox Shampoo.
Mm.
And so it's a clarifying shampoo that revitalizes your hair and restores its luster. The color-safe, non-stripping formula cleans, revealing soft, shiny, manageable tresses, while activated charcoal helps absorb oil to refresh the scalp.
Okay.
So it says you only use it about once a week, and then for hard water buildup, which is what I did because we have really hard water, you leave it on for 1 to 2 minutes before you rinse.
Okay. I have a charcoal scalp cleanser thing that I got from Pros.
Okay.
That I probably do once a week. And I just like how it feels. Like there's just something about it just getting in there. And, you know, I got my new little scalp.
Well, that's, I wanted to ask about that. Yeah.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you use it.
Yeah. I like to start with it. Like I like to wet my hair and then, I like to, it's also a good way to comb out your hair, by the way, after you put conditioner in.
Okay.
But I do. I like it. It's, you know, it's just one of those simple little things that, for whatever reason, makes the day a little better with its presence. So.
Okay. Well, I meant to ask you about that. I had that on my list in my head because I was thinking about ordering one, and I was curious to know if you had really liked it.
Yeah. The practical side of it, which is just to have it in the shower after you rinse out your conditioner, just to run it through your hair I wrap my hair in a towel, I flip it over and wrap it up in a towel. And so to be able to take it out of the towel and it's kind of combed out is great.
Okay. Okay. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think if there's anything else new that I've tried recently, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Okay. I feel like those would be my top three overall for 20. I feel pretty good about that. I may be forgetting something, but I feel like those have been my best discoveries.
Well, I thank you for passing them on to the rest of us.
That's, you know, what are you going to do? I believe strongly you got to share with your friends. That's how you change everybody's life.
That's right. You just never know what kind of difference maker you might be with those things.
Yep.
Well, okay. I was just, all of a sudden I just wondered. And so.
No, that was that's a good question. I would like to know if anybody, y'all leave us comments in the deal. Cause I would be curious to know what other people's finds of the year. Hey y'all, it's me taking a quick break to remind you that Sophie and I have an Amazon store for the Big Boo Cast. As you know, we mention a lot of products and y'all ask us a lot of times, where can I find that? Where can I get it? What was that moisturizer that you loved? Because
I realize it's hard to keep up with all of the products, but we've done our best to put all of them in our Amazon store so you can easily find the Coop Home Goods pillow, which we have declared the pillow of 2020. You can find my Kenra Heatcast Thermal Spray that we mentioned on this episode, and Sophie's Scalp Massager. In fact, you can find all of our favorite Amazon purchases at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Again, that's amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Thanks, y'all.
Are you still on board with your Coop Home Goods pillow?
Oh my gosh, yes. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. That's a huge one for the year. Cause like, I love that pillow. What about you?
I love it. I love it so much. No, listen, nobody has been happier to go to bed than I have been ever since COVID. Yeah. I don't know what COVID did in terms of resetting my sleep cycle. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it reset my sleep cycle. It's just that I slept so much that I treasure it more than I ever have, but I'm so happy every night to get in the bed. And I'm even happier when I remember that I have that pillow, because I was in such a state of trying to find the combination of like two pillows that would work. Like I was so off on my whole pillow thing. Now I have gone back since I got it and taken some of the stuffing out. Yeah. I initially put some in, but then after I slept with it a while, I was like, I think I want it flatter. And so I've taken some out, but it's a delight. It's so good.
It's so good. I mean, like, I really love it. Now, did you end up giving David one? Weren't you going to give David one?
Yes. Okay.
And does he like it?
He does. Okay. Indeed. Now, I don't know how much he's adjusted his. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I've evangelized for that pillow, just like I have for the R & Co shampoo. I feel like you can't hide your light in a bushel. You got to let people know.
Mm-mm. No, it makes me think of the old song. Remember the pass it on. It only takes a spark to get a fire going.
Yes, ma'am. In the Methodist Church, we sang that one a lot.
Yeah. And soon all those around will warm up to its glowing. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing.
That's how it is with God's love once you've experienced it.
Or dry shampoo.
That's right. Or a Coop Home Goods pillow.
Yeah. And I'll tell you the other thing that I've loved that is also bed adjacent is I ordered, you know, this year I splurged and I got a set of those Redland cotton sheets.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I love them so much. They are like, I don't use any of our other sheets. Like I wash those and put them immediately back on the bed. I don't want to sleep on any other sheets, but those.
That's good. Those are good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I know. Because in fact, we have a housekeeper that comes and she put the other sheets on the bed. And like, I was like, oh, this is fine. I'll sleep in them or whatever. And I was like, these feel like they're too slick. They feel synthetic. Like I was like, oh, now I'm that person. I'm mm-hmm. I'm a sheet snob.
Hey, this is sleep adjacent, what I'm about to bring up. But I don't know if you've ever been in this situation. So we don't keep our heat super high at night. Like we don't mind a colder house when we sleep. And so usually the thermostat's on maybe like 63, 64.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never in my life felt like heat was drying me out. Like I have this year. To the point that this morning I got up and my face felt so dry. The only thing beside my bed was mentholatum, and I just slathered mentholatum on my forehead and my cheeks. So,
oh wow, okay.
I thought, do I need a humidifier? Would that be helpful?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would be?
I do. I think that that's maybe what you need.
Okay. Well,
I think you ought to try it.
Okay. Well, I found one on Amazon, and so I will add that to cart.
Yeah.
It is a pure enrichment mist air ultrasonic cool mist humidifier.
Okay.
Defying unit with whisper quiet operation. And that's not even the full description, but it's Amazon's choice for humidifiers. I think I'm going to get it. I don't remember ever feeling so dried out by heat.
Yeah. I can't. I'm telling you, I can barely tolerate this. I feel like our house so cold all the time because I'm like, I really can't stand to have the heat blowing. It drives me crazy.
Me too. So during the daytime, a lot of times it's on 60. And I just turned it up a little bit ago because I was really chilly. But I don't know why this year. It's like I have zero tolerance for it. But I'm going to order this humidifier. I'm going to charge my own life.
Good. I think you should. I think that's a good way to go into 2020 fun is with a nothing says 50 in 2020 fun like the gift of a new humidifier. Like
a humidifier and a Coop Home Goods pillow. That's right. Oh my, it'll be here on December 31st. That's
tomorrow. Oh, look at that. That's almost instant gratification.
Mm-hmm, it really is. And I have ordered it. Mm-hmm. Thank you and good night.
Very good.
All right. So I think it's your turn, even though we had a little bit of a break. It's your turn for five favorites.
It is. It is. It is my turn. And I'm ready.
Oh, delightful. Well,
I have my five favorites.
Okay. Well,
I've already talked about a lot of my favorites, but okay. So I'm going to say I had mentioned on a podcast, remember when before Christmas, I said that I was in the car with Perry and he ran in Best Buy and he bought my Christmas present. And he came back out with it and I didn't know what it was.
Did you tell us that on the podcast?
I thought I did. Okay. I thought I did. I don't remember. But anyway, I was in the, so anyway, we were at Best Buy. I had to pick up something for Caroline. He was like, oh, well, I need to run in there anyway. I need to get your Christmas present. And I was very confused because I had not wished for anything from Best Buy. So, but I'm going to tell you that what he got me was the Alexa Home Studio with like five different Alexa Echoes for like every room of the house.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, first the AirPods Pro.
I know.
Now the Alexa Home Studio.
I mean, he's really embraced the technology. And I was surprised because, you know, Perry is one that is convinced that everybody's listening to us at all times. So I was kind of surprised. I don't think he totally knew what he was doing with Alexa. Mm-hmm. I think that the Best Buy people just kind of told him, like, this is great. But you know that Saturday Night Live skit that's like Alexa Silver for old people where they're like, yes. They can't remember the old, it's like an old skit and it's yes. like, Alessandra, put on whatever. That was me Christmas Day trying to figure out how to use Alexa. I have never felt more like I was ready for AARP. I'm like, Alexa, pair with the Echo in the kitchen.
Well, here's why Alexa. I feel this on a deep level. Is because we gave my daddy an Echo for Father's Day this past year. And I was initially at least tech support for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not a seamless setup. It's not.
No.
Oh, but no. Did you get it working?
I did. And so you have to put the app on your phone. Mm-hmm. And so I got the app on my phone and then I eventually got them all. And you know, Perry's no help because I'm the most tech oriented person in our house. And so he was just sitting there going, have you figured it out? Have you figured out? I'd be like, hold on, Alexa, play Taylor Swift in the kitchen. Like it was like it. And Caroline would kind of walk through and just look at both of us like, and I thought she's mocking us in her head.
She sure is.
Mm-hmm. Part of her eventual memoir. Mm-hmm. But I love it so much. And like, and I'm slowly figuring out. And then my friend Casey was like, you know, you can just tell it like, Alexa, add milk to the grocery list or add, you know, we need milk or whatever. And I was like, okay, but then where does it go? Like, where does,
it's such a good question.
Like, then where do I find said list? Where do I
find it? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where do you find it? So you find it on your app. So she keeps a list for you on your Alexa app of like ongoing. But listen,
Alexa that's unplugged and behind the bar in our living room. So maybe I'll try again.
But you can have it start. Like you can have it. It's like it does everything. You can start a list. It has a burglar deterrent. It'll tell me if it hears like glass breaking. I can set reminders for stuff and like alarms. I can say, set an alarm for whatever. Like, it's just like all the young people listen to this are like, yeah, welcome to the 21st century.
It's like, but you get it. And then suddenly you don't. I just can't even explain it. You don't understand it. I don't. And you don't have the patience to learn is the big thing. Like, why am I having to figure this out? Why do they complicate this?
Mm-hmm. That's it. And it's like your brain only has a certain amount of storage for all this stuff. And it's like, I feel like mine really stopped with Instagram. It was like, that was the last, thing I could really figure out.
Yes. That was the last new social media I cared to learn.
Yeah. So I feel like what has essentially happened is, but what I love is that now I have a speaker in every room. So I feel like if nothing else, the fact that I can now say, Alexa, play Taylor Swift everywhere. And I have it going in every single room of my house. But then the best part was, is so I have one in my bathroom because I've always loved to have music when I'm getting ready. And now I don't have to bring a speaker in there or whatever. And so the other night I was in the kitchen cooking and Perry was in the shower and I was like, Alexa, play Taylor Swift everywhere or whatever. And I can hear Perry in the bathroom. I can't hear you. What? I can't hear you. And he was hearing Taylor Swift in my bathroom cabinet and thought I was trying to tell him something. I was like, that's our future. This is here we are. Grandma and grandpa. But anyway.
Well, I'm so proud of you for getting that thing up and running. I really am.
I feel very accomplished. I felt really good about being able to get everything paired and all my speakers working. So anyway, that's one of my favorites. I really do love it. And I can't wait to see what else I can manage to do with it.
I can't wait to see how your Amazon suggestions change now that you've got that thing. It has access to your voice at all points in your home.
Oh, it's because I can tell it to order me something. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, go ahead and order me a whatever. I mean, it's just, I know it's the whole, I'm like, the whole world is just crazy. Like we're all the Jetsons now, mm-hmm. you know,
Anastasia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it. Alessandra. Uh-huh. What's the weather outside? That's that. My other favorite, and I have done a careful, I put this on Fashion Friday a couple of weeks ago. I feel like one of the things I've done in 2020 is I've really analyzed and ordered a lot of different leggings from Amazon in search of what I believe are the best leggings in terms of workout leggings.
I was thinking about this very thing today when I was walking about how I have specific needs from my legging when I walk. And I have really had to, I've had to come to some hard realizations with my leggings that some are, they're cute, but they're not for me.
Yeah, they're not the right. I'm going to say that for me, after extensive research and sending some back and ordering or whatever, I like the colorful koala leggings from Amazon.
For working out.
For working out. I think that they're not see-through. I feel like they hold you in, but not too much. I feel like they're high-waisted, which I like in a workout legging.
Yes, I do too.
Because they hold everything. And they come in great colors. I really like the best ones for working out are the ones that are the 7/8 length with side pockets.
Oh, I'm looking at them right now.
Okay. Those to me, I think they feel the most like Lululemon leggings. I feel like they are really good. So I now have ordered like a violet pair and I have a royal blue pair that I actually am wearing right this very minute.
Okay.
And I think they're the best ones. So I've tried the Craze Yoga. I've tried some of the other brands and I've decided I think these for me are the best.
Okay.
Because I don't like a ton of compression. I like enough compression that everything's going to stay put. Mm-hmm. I don't like to feel like I've got to be able to move. Like I can't feel like my insides are, you know, like my grandmother used to tell me if you wore your jeans too tight that your insides would grow together. Like your intestines would grow together. Which probably isn't true, but
probably not.
That's how I feel in some of these other leggings, but not the colorful koala.
Okay. Because I was looking this morning, actually, I was on the Athleta website because, you know, I'm kind of about workout leggings. It's a little bit of like a mascara thing with me. Like there's a mythical unicorn out there and I have to find it. But I do love my Brooks leggings so much. They're really my all-time favorite.
Okay.
But they're expensive. And so the price point of these colorful koalas is appealing because they're $29.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they're a good price point. And I don't know. I really like them. Like I think, and they're soft, like they feel really good. And I will say that I can wash them and dry them, because I don't like having a bunch of wet stuff hanging around. So I can wash them and throw them in the dryer.
Maybe that's our next t-shirt. Yeah. I don't like a lot of wet stuff hanging around. That's
it. It's our tagline. The Big Boo Cast. We don't like a lot of wet stuff hanging around.
Well, so, I understand that because I had to put a sweater. I had to dry a sweater the other day and I was real annoyed because it just had to be kind of be out, you know, in the,
And it's in the way.
Yeah, it was in the way.
That's yeah. Exactly it. So that's one of my other. Now, my third, and this was another discovery in 2020. So it's the M3, this is from Amazon, so you're going to know by that. It's the M3 anti-cellulite massage oil infused with collagen and stem cell.
So it's an oil?
It's an oil. It comes in a pump. It's like a firming kind of oil. And I'm going to, full disclosure, does anything get rid of cellulite? I don't really think so. But I do think that it helps. And it smells really good. And I like the way it feels, especially in the winter and my skin is really dry. So I just use it on my legs.
Okay.
But I really like it. So if you're in the market for something like that, I really like it. So that is that. And my next thing is Able, as in Fashion Able, the clothing company that I love. They have a candle that I ordered for myself before Christmas.
Well done.
Called Leather and Lavender.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
I can't even tell you how much I love it. Now, do I love it more than tobacco and woods? No, because nothing will replace leather, tobacco, woods in my heart. But the leather and lavender is a little bit sweeter smell. It's probably heavier on the lavender side than the leather, but it's just a really good scent.
That's so an intriguing combination to me.
It is. And that's why I needed to know. Like I needed to know, but it smells like a store. So that's, I don't know. I just really like it. So just FYI.
I think I told you, but I ordered the denim jacket that you love. I ordered for our niece, Melissa, for Christmas and she loved it.
Okay. Well, it's, I think they have just the best stuff and they pretty much always have some sort of discount. I think actually through the end of the year, you can still use, I think it's Big Mama 25 and get 25% off. I think that's good through the end of the year. So if you want to order the candle, just FYI.
Okay.
And then my fifth and final thing, because I always like to talk about an Instagram account I love.
And yes, Gully I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gully and I love this one. And this has been a favorite for a while. It's Hey Maddie Nelson.
Okay.
And so it's Madison Nelson. She's this precious little mom. She lives in Dallas. She's got two little kids, a little boy named Easton and a little girl named Noah. And they're probably, I think they're like 2 and 1, like they're just back to back. They're the cutest little kids. They call the little boy Bubs. Gully, something about them, they remind us so much of our kids. Like Bubs reminds her of her boys, and the little girl reminds me of Caroline so much.
Aww.
And like Gully will just text me and she'll be like, did you see Bubs got a shopping cart? Like we, she's like, Bubs has been wearing his Spider-Man pajamas for 3 days. Like they're just sweet and cute. And she posts stuff that like she likes, and she has this online store that I really hesitate to tell y'all about called Shop Tallulah, because shopping there is like the Hunger Games. You've been with me when I've tried to order something.
When you've been trying to get something from Shop Tallulah, and it,
yeah,
it's all hands on deck.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, it goes fast. 801, that stuff is sold out, but yeah. I really love following she and her family. I just think they're really cute. I feel like she's down to earth. I feel like she's encouraging for young girls like that are coming up behind her in terms of like waiting for the right person and afraid to break up with a guy that's not, I like her whole thing. Mm-hmm. So
I love that.
She's just a really good follow. And like, especially if you have, like I told Caroline, I was like, you need to go follow Maddie Nelson because I just think she's a cute, good influence. And I mean, listen, I'm old enough. Probably her mom is younger than me, but I just really, it's true. But I like to follow her and I think her little family's so sweet.
I love that.
There you have it.
Okay. The delightful array as always.
Well, I tried. I tried.
Now I love your Instagram suggestions, especially because I feel like, you know, I mean, I love the people I follow or I wouldn't follow them, but it's always fun to find new people.
And, you know, because that's how you find, I mean, to me, some of my favorites are because somebody else suggested them and I'm like, oh, I want to go follow them.
Yeah. I really enjoyed just over the holidays in general. And you mentioned this a few episodes ago, but Lucky Peacock Designs.
Yes.
I love just the different Christmas decorations she would highlight and that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. then either yesterday or the day before when she went on just kind of a walk-in tour in Dallas of houses and yards. And I'm here to tell you, there was one yard, I've never seen such an array of ornamental cabbage in my life.
Yes, I saw that.
Did you see it?
Yes, it was planted diagonally.
Yes.
Yeah. But
rows of them. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I was fascinated by it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing my mother would have loved. Like, she would just look at that kind of stuff all day long. So, but it's just nice when there's stuff that's beautiful, you know.
Yes.
I just scrolled down and I there's a post actually with the ornamental cabbage house, but
oh, perfect.
Uh-huh. Where you can see it, but just to be able to look at stuff that's beautiful and colorful, mm-hmm. is such a nice little pause for your brain in the middle of the day or the night or whenever you're scrolling.
I agree. I like seeing things that are pretty and encouraging or mm-hmm. inspirational or whatever. Like, and I like hers because I feel like it's that whole, like, you can look at it, but I don't feel the pressure. Like, I don't feel like I have to go plant ornamental cabbage in my yard.
Because she's just saying, hey, I thought this was pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I did this in an afternoon. It only took me 2.5 hours.
Exactly. And then you too. Yeah, exactly.
And then beautiful came in to photograph it. It's just like, hey, here's stuff I think's pretty, which is,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which feels a little bit more relational.
Yes, I like that. I know. Well, I did think, because I know that she's in Dallas, and I laughed because I thought, well, if there's any place in America that's going to have ornamental cabbage planted on the diagonal, it's Highland Park. Like, that's
a lot of cabbage.
I mean, but I appreciate the commitment to excellence.
I do too. And it really is. I mean, it's the most interesting. I'm sitting here staring at it. It looks floral, but it does. It's cabbage.
It's cabbage. I know. And I thought, you know, Perry, because he is a landscaper, like, if I told him I need me 500 cabbages to plant in the front yard, I'm going to tell you that. No, be a hard no.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. Well,
here we are at the end of the episode and the end of the year.
Yep. The last podcast of 2020. We did it.
We did it.
We did it. Uh-huh. We made it.
We made it. Through the podcast and also 2020.
Yes, we did. Congratulations, everybody.
Congratulations. And I think I'm going to write 2020 fun somewhere on my bulletin board or my desk or somewhere.
Yeah. We're going to will it into existence. It's 2020 fun. Don't tell me any different. I will not hear your negativity. We're taking all positive energy into 2020 fun.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, y'all. We'll talk to y'all later.